feeling easier on that?
Union on Thursday criticized the arrest of prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong, saying it was troubling and undermined trust in China. A spokesperson for the bloc said Wong's detention for taking part in a protest was the latest in a troubling series of arrests of pro-democracy activists since the summer. Wong was arrested Thursday but vowed to continue resisting China's crackdown on dissent. The 23-year-old, who now faces three separate cases, said after being bailed that he was also held for violating the draconian anti-mask law, which has since been ruled unconstitutional. The arrest of the territory's most high-profile dissident is the latest in a string of arrests of government critics and comes after China imposed a sweeping new national security law on Hong Kong in late June. Wong told reporters after he was bailed, "No matter what happens, I will continue to resist and hope to let the world know how Hong Kongers choose not to surrender." Gaza rulers Hamas and their rivals in the occupied West Bank Fatah have agreed to hold Palestinian elections after nearly 15 years, officials from both sides are telling media. Parliamentary and presidential polls will be scheduled within 6 months under a deal reached between Fatah's leader Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. The last Palestinian parliamentary elections were held in 2006. When Hamas won an unexpected landslide. And Hungary's anti-immigration Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Thursday that EU proposals for tougher new asylum rules do not go far enough. Orban said, quote, "There is no breakthrough. There are many changes, but that is not yet a breakthrough," end quote, when he was speaking to reporters after talks in Brussels with his Czech and Polish counterparts and the head of the European Commission. This is VOA News. Political newcomer Mohamed Hussein Roble is Somalia's new prime minister following unanimous approval from lawmakers. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed was in attendance when all 215 members of parliament cast their votes in favor of his appointee. Roble is promising to create an effective government that addresses some of the key issues facing the country, including having fair presidential and parliamentary elections. Roble's predecessor was ousted by parliament in July in a no-confidence vote tied directly to his failure to present a roadmap to hold democratic elections due before February 2021. Tokyo Olympics officials are proposing that the government relax immigration regulations to allow athletes to enter the country before next year's postponed games and train during a 14-day quarantine period. Toshiro Muto, the CEO of the organizing committee, is saying, he said, quote, "We have to consider the uniqueness of the athletes and also their activities," end quote, following a meeting of a task force considering countermeasures against the COVID-19 pandemic. The International Olympic Committee, Tokyo City, and national government officials and members of the organizing committee are holding virtual meetings on Thursday and Friday, focused on finding ways to hold the delayed Olympics during a pandemic. The organizing committee and the IOC have said for months they are considering many scenarios for how the games can open on July 23, 2021, but have offered nothing specific. Meantime, Japan's new prime minister, Yoshihide Suga, told South Korea's president Thursday that Japan and South Korea must cooperate to counter any threat from North Korea, calling for the uneasy neighbors to repair their frayed ties. Relations between the two U.S. allies have deteriorated sharply over the past year due to wartime history and trade, in particular, the issue of Korean laborers forced to work at Japanese firms during Japan's 1910 to 1945 colonial rule. And China has banned two anti-China Australian scholars from entering the country. The Global Times newspaper reported on Thursday, citing unnamed sources. The Global Times, which is published by the ruling Chinese Communist Party's official People's Daily newspaper, identified the scholars on its Twitter account as Clive Hamilton and Alex Joske. It did not elaborate on why the scholars were banned from entering China. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.